This is the morning after.
The boy's pheromone level suggests he wants to mate with the female.
I just wanted to show him my cannons.
Oh my god, is he nuts?
This looks like a cool place to kick it.
With professional wrestler and professional podcaster.
And the magnificent
Max Holloway. Hey everybody, Max Holloway here on Sunday, June 28th, here for another episode of The Morning After. It's been a very, very long time since I've done one of these. I've been working, you know, amongst trying to run a podcast, multiple podcasts, executive produce for podcasts, build a podcast radio station, lots of things that we're working on, and it's a bit difficult to do. It's a lot to do, actually. It's not difficult, it's just a lot to do. But I've found a little bit of time to kick back and give you another morning after. This is my personal journal, my personal blog, audio blog into my life and what exactly I've been up to as far as wrestling shows and all that other good jazz. So bear with me it's just me here. It's just me talking to you, giving you a little insight as to what I did last night. Hence the title of the show, The Morning After. So yesterday, on the 27th of June, I drove out to Berwyn, Illinois, where I was performing for Anarchy Pro Flux Capacity. Now, I want to say first and foremost, this is my personal blog, so this is my thoughts. Just random stuff that, you know, goes through my head. But the name of the show, Flux Capacity, I just don't like it. And I've told Santana this time and time again, I do not like the name. But he's in love with it because he's Back to the Future Mark, which is understandable. That's fine, by all means, it's fine. But I've never really liked the title. So I know he tried to make a play on the words too in a meeting. Was it in a meeting or was it in a private conversation? I don't remember. I think I was giving him grief over the title, and he was like, "Oh no, but see, we're doing good in attendance, so we gotta flux the capacity of the building because that's just how it is." It's like, eh? What do you mean flux the capacity? Yeah, no, it didn't work for me, but whatever. He's still using it. I think he's been using it now for 2 or 3 years. More power to you. Whatever. It works. He gets his Back to the Future themed wrestling show. Now, if he can just get like some props, set props for Back to the Future, that would be awesome. I think that's his next step. But I think it'd probably be his next step, really. I love the production I love the fact that Anarchy Pro and Santana Starks are all about production. I mean, they're about the wrestling too. Yes, they have a school where they train. Mike Anthony is the head trainer. Underneath him, Jackson Manners. It's just, man, they put out great talent. They've got some top students now that have actually made their way to the main shows. I believe they debuted last night as well. So I don't know what their names are specifically. You know me, I'm just I'm the guy that shows up, does his work, and gets out of there. You know, I'm that grizzled vet. No, I'm joking. But no. So, the production value that they put into their main shows, even the house shows, if you haven't checked it out, they've done 2 house shows so far. And if I'm not mistaken, they're going to be running house shows now every Friday. At the House of Anarchy, located in Hickory Hills. They're going to run house shows out there where you can go in. And it's mostly to spotlight the newer talent and carry over the storylines. If you're a fan of wrestling, which I'm sure you are, especially if you listen to this podcast, it's going to be Anarchy Pro's Raw, if you will. So that's exciting to see and to be a part of. The production that they've put into their shows, even the house shows, I said, you can see some pictures. I've posted some Periscope. It's exciting stuff that they have going on, and it gives a good look into the heart that Santana and his crew are putting in to their production. And that very few can say that they've done that, because a lot of these jabronis out here, for a lack of better words, they throw up I've seen it posted on Facebook. Just throw up a curtain and get a boombox. Would you honestly pay $10? Yeah, you probably would. You'd probably pay $5. I've seen shows that charge $5 for entrance. Think about this, people. Think about this. Now, I've seen people boasting about the prices of prices for WrestleFest. They're like 50. They're like they're legit prices for tickets. Now, mind you, you're getting a ton of world-renowned talent that night, but you're also going to get a high production value. So think about how much you're paying to get into these shows, and don't expect the world if you're paying $5. Expect $5 wrestling. Now, for that reference, go look up Colt Cabana. Anyways, so I'm kind of proud of Anarchy and what they've done and what they're producing. So last night was Flux Capacity, and it was, I don't remember what the house was. I do know that they had a pretty good house, though, for a show that is happening in the summer, which I could have swore he was not going to be doing, but it is what it is. So we were in Berwyn, and my job on that night was to take on the Beast. Now, for those of you that do not know the Beast is a very large man. He's approximately, I want to say he's over, I'm teetering 350 to 400 pounds. He's a huge dude. I don't know what his exact weight is, but he's a huge, Abdullah the Butcher, that's who you need to think of when you think of the Beast, if you don't know who he is. And if you don't know who he is, look him up. He's on Twitter, he's on Facebook, don't think he's on Instagram, but check him out, the Beast. Anyways, and then, so that was my job for the night, was to take out the Beast, and we were match number one, because we had, both me and the Beast, surprisingly, had to shoot across town to another show. So, going into this, me and Beast, we have worked with each other twice before. One time in particular was for a wrestling / hip-hop show, which was a complete and utter disaster. Me and Beast did not go on till almost midnight when we were there at the building. If I'm not mistaken, we were there at 5 o'clock expecting a regular show to happen, expecting a show to start at 7, 8 o'clock, maybe at the latest, you know, and then we'd be done out of there by midnight. But no. This, we literally did not go on until almost midnight. And then the music too was, I am all for different types of music. All for. I listen to all different kinds of music. But I don't know. I love indie music, if you will. I love indie music. I love listening to people and their art. This, it was not art. This was just people getting drunk and trying to rhyme. I don't know. Either way, that was a great night. Me and Beast got tipped. Yep, you only heard me correctly. We got tipped that night to wrestle. It was great. Then the second time we wrestled was he filled in for Paulie Tomaselli to defend the Anarchy Pro Heavyweight title, and that was the night that I won the Anarchy Pro Heavyweight Championship, was when I wrestled Beast for the second time. Now here we are the third time. Me and Beast are opening Flux Capacity 2015 for Anarchy Pro in Berwyn. And it's weird because we find ourselves in yet another predicament, where we need to run across town. Literally, it's about an hour drive from Berwyn to Munster, Indiana. And we've talked with the promoters, and they're going to put us on first. They're going to put us on first and let us do our thing. So, number one, here we go. Out the gate. And me and Beast were like, all right, going to do this. We'll see you out there. Not worried about it. We've worked before. Walk and talk it, baby. Walk and talk it. 7 o'clock rolls around. I look at Beast. I go, here we go, baby. 7:05, I look at Beast, I go, you know, the longer and longer that these minutes click away and our drive time becomes a little bit more impossible, the shorter and shorter this match goes. Now, mind you, we were told at the beginning of the night that they wanted us to go 20 minutes for an opener. 20 minutes for an opener. 20 minutes. They wanted Beast and me to go 20 minutes as an opener. Can you explain that to me? Nope, because I can't. I can't explain that at all. So, 7:10 rolls around. I look at Beast from across the locker room and said, 20 minutes, huh? He kind of laughs. He's like, 8 to 10, baby. 8 to 10. That's what that sounds like to me. I said, 8 to 10 it is. 8 to 10 it is, baby. 8 to 10 it is. So here we are now, 7:15. I look at Beast and I said, dude, we have an hour drive ahead of us and they want us to wrestle for 20 minutes. We still have another show to do tonight. He goes, oh, you could see the disgust coming over Beast's face. By 7, I think it was about 7:20, they finally put on the dark match. And so me and Beast, we looked at each other. We said, all right, this can be short. 20 minutes to 2 minutes. Now, I blame Jammin' Jeff Kelly. If anyone's watching this, Santana Starks, Jackson Manners, whoever, Booker's, powers that be. I blame Commissioner, one half the Commissioner's, Jammin' Jeff Kelly. Because he looked at me and said, is this going to be like a punch, kick, punch, kick, punch, kick, go home? I said, you damn well believe it is going to be. He said, if it is, I'm going to do this. I'm going to pay you this. I'll give you that. I said, all right, cool. So here we go. The dark match happens. They do the skit thing, and it's time for me and Beast to go out and do our thing. So we get out there. We get in the ring. Beast comes out to, what does he come out to? Uptown Funk, starts dancing and gyrating. Have you ever seen a almost 400-pound man start gyrating? It's insane. Anyways, so so he gets in the ring. We're getting ready to square off with each other, and this dude walks out, starts cutting a promo, telling Beast how he needs to turn his back on the fans. The fans aren't cheering for him. They're laughing at him because he's an idiot, this and that. And, they're trying to convince Beast that, you know, hey, don't listen to this dude. We're out here. We still have a trip to go. Let's do this, man. Instead of Beast being the friend that he is, he actually listened to dude and took the cheap shot on me. And he started, like, pounding on me. Man, instantaneously, we just started going at it. He put me down, put me in a reverse chin lock. And the fans of Anarchy Pro are clearly behind myself, Max Holiday. And so they start cheering. I give them the old 1-2 to the gut and give them Sue right away just to prove the point that we had to go somewhere else. Excuse me, we had to go somewhere else. Prove the point to Beast that, hey, we're friends, but I will still kick your teeth in. So our 20-minute match that Jackson and the booking committee was like, you guys, 20 minutes. Two minutes. Maybe even a minute and a half. I don't know. I apologize for that, guys. But by the time we got out of there, it was 7:45. By the time we got on the road, it was 8 o'clock. We had to make it to another town that was an hour away. Woo! And the best part was, you know, so you clean up, put my dress clothes back on. We get onto Harlem. Harlem's backed up. We get onto 55. I'm driving, not paying any attention, and totally miss the first exit that we're supposed to jump onto. So, just beat Beast, got paid, left Anarchy, hit the expressway, looking for the tollway, missed the exit, literally go about 10 minutes out of our way. So now it's about, I think it was 8:08 when I looked at the clock when we were finally turned around, heading back towards the tollway. Get on the tollway. We get to Munster at exactly 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, we get to Munster. We pull into the venue. Just like a convoy, myself, Beast. Actually, I thought I lost Beast. It was kind of funny because of the old 10 minutes out of the way routine that I did. I was looking behind me going, man, I sure hope that's Beast following me. I sure, cause he was driving like he had Miss Daisy in the back seat. So I'm doing the old loop de loop to go back to the tollway and I hope that's Beast. I hope that's Beast driving. The car ends up following me. So I reassure myself it's Beast and I stop worrying about it. We get to the venue And Beast gets out of the car, man. Hey, baby, you okay, man? What's going on? You all good? He's like, yeah, brother. He's like, man, I wasn't sure if that was you I was following. I was like, what do you mean? I go where I missed the turn. He goes, man, he goes, I couldn't tell if you went straight or you turned. It looked like you turned, so we just hoped it was you and followed you. I said, well, if it makes you feel any better, I was trying to reassure myself that that was actually you behind me following me, and I had not lost you. That was like two cars back. So we had a good laugh, went in to the venue and found out that they had also started late. So it was now just a matter of waiting. Surprise, surprise. So, arrive at Crash Tested Wrestling in Munster, Indiana. Now, I'm slated for the main event. Walking into this, I'm assuming it's going to be myself, Rian Skills, my friend, and Kenny Courageous, who's, you know, on the flyer. This is who's wrestling tonight. And we're wrestling The Plague, Bow, Brutus Owen Wester, and Ace Bradley and Jared Priest. For those of you that don't know, there's a lot of history here. A lot of history. Some I'm not going to go into. Some I'll briefly touch on. I'm not even going to do that. But that would be bad. There's been heat for years between me and Priest and me and Ace Bradley. So 3 weeks prior to this match, I was told by Brutus that during this match, you know, it would be me and him pairing off. I was like, I knew exactly what that meant. So I played the professional thing, and, you know, it didn't happen. Whatever, everybody squared off and with a particular person, and then we just played it out that way. Whatever. So get to the match. Now, Rian, I don't know what his deal was last night. I wish he was here to talk to me about it, but he's not. So Rian was not in a good mood. I was in a great mood because I'm on match number two, event number two, second payday. So we go out for the match, and oh, that was the other thing. Kenny Courageous. I walk in, shaking hands. What's up, guys? Oh, you know, the promoter and the owner. Oh, you made it. Thank you. You're saving the day. You're welcome. They walk me right into the production room, right into a promo. I'm sitting there still dressed in my slacks and my dress shirt, and I'm like, what is happening? And this is a promo. I look at Rian. I'm like, dude, what's going on? He's like, you'll find out in a minute. And he's just upset. I'm like, okay, all right, cool. And there's Kenny Courageous' black face. I'm like, what is happening here? What is going on? So I'm not really sure exactly what happened, but apparently Kenny Courageous was attacked at the beginning of the show, which I missed because I was in Berwyn wrestling for Anarchy. And I don't know what they did to him, but he was all black faced up, like he took a fireball or something to the face. Maybe he did, knowing those guys. So he could not wrestle. So I'm looking at this like, oh, snap, this is going to be better than I thought. This is a handicap match? Amazing. But not so much. As we're recording the promo, doctor tells us that, you know, Courageous can't wrestle. I'm like, oh, as I'm undressing because I'm late. And all of a sudden, Braun the Lumberjack walks in and goes, hey, guys, I got someone you can axe. And holds up his axe. It was funny. So I was like, hey, Rian, we should ask him. And that's exactly what happened. So it turned out to be myself, Rian Skills, and Braun the Lumberjack versus The Plague. Ace Bradley, the crash-tested heavyweight champion, Brutus Owen Wester, and Jared Priest, the demigod, as I found out while we were there. They announced him as a demigod. Jared Priest is a demigod. So the match starts, and I put my chain and my vest down. And I thought it was kind of funny because I noticed that Ace Bradley picked up my vest and went over and was taunting me with it. I could care less. Whatever. It's a vest. I'll wash it by the time we're all said and done here. And he hands it over to Priest, and Priest is like, what do I want to do with it? Give it. I don't want to do nothing with it. So whatever. We go into the match. It kicks off Rian and Ace Bradley. Back and forth. Boom, boom, boom. They tag in Braun the Lumberjack and Jared Priest. Now, as soon as Priest got tagged in, I think this is worth noting totally. As soon as Priest got tagged in, you heard, Holiday, Holiday. They wanted me in there. So the people knew what was up, and they wanted to see me get in there and... Anyways. So they do their deal, whatever, back and forth. They tag me and Brutus in. So we go in, you know, head to head. We do the whole test of strength and back and forth. Finally, I get the upper hand on him. I'll go to tag Rian in. Of course, Rian ends up getting the heat put on him. So fast forward to the hot tag. Jared Priest and Rian Skills are both down. Come across the hot tags. Here we go. Guess who got it? This guy right here. Came in with the hot tag. Bam. Tag. Went in. Potato. Ace Bradley. Punch. Brutus. Went for the potato on Jared. Turned around. Clothesline from hell to Ace Bradley. Clothesline to hell fucking Brutus. Clothesline to hell on Jared. Wham. Bam. Thank you, ma'am. That's what happened. And then I grabbed Ace, threw him in the corner, gave him the bip on the in the stomach, turned around, looked, everyone was in a corner. We stood up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yep, we did that. Fell to the back. They walked, stumbled out. We did the old Dusty Rhodes. 1, 2, 3, boop, bionic elbow. I'm not even sure what happened. Oh, Brutus got taken out, and then Priest got taken out, and Rian was outside, and Braun was outside. It was just me and Ace Bradley. And Ace just stumbled his way to the middle, and I just screamed out, "Shoo!" Boom! Right across the face. A boot named Sue met the crash-tested heavyweight champion, Ace Bradley, square in the face. Of course, I got the 1, 2, 3, at which point I grabbed the crash-tested heavyweight strap, put it around me, started walking around. The fans were going crazy. Braun was up. Rian was finally happy. I heard him scream with excitement when he heard that 1, 2, 3. Amazing. It was awesome. It was awesome. So much fun. I was glad to help and help Rian finally overcome the plague that has been plaguing, for a lack of words, better words, crash tested wrestling for almost a year. Well, I guess this finally means that the tables have turned and the mighty force of Braun the Lumberjack, Rian Skills, and yours truly, Max Holiday, the Bruiser. After the show, we're in back, and Priest is like, you know, everyone's congratulating everyone. Hey, good job, great job doing this, good doing that, whatever. You guys were awesome. Priest walks up and goes, So, Schmidt aware that me and you are cool. And in the back of my head, I'm looking at him going, dude, I see the hate and animosity on your face for me. And I go, yeah, as far as I know, cool. I was just wondering because, you know, he was one of those guys out there chanting for me and you to get in the ring. And I go, okay, well, what's wrong with that? Well, nothing. You know, this the groundwork needs to be laid. It's fucking wrestling, dude. But and then he wanted to go, well, you see Tom handed me your vest while we were out there, right? I go, yeah. He goes, you see that I didn't do anything to it, right? I go, yeah. He goes, it's because, you know, why would I want to do that? I don't have any, you know, no ill will toward you, this or that. I'm like, I noticed it. I kind of picked up on it. But since you had to point it out, yeah, okay. I saw it. Well, I just wanted you to know. Thank you. And that's how that went. So, all in all, I want to say it was a great night. There wasn't really much on the backstage antics just because, I mean, It was me. It was just me driving. It was just me. Johnny Draven, my best friend. Just so you guys know, I'm going to put this out there. And I'll probably put it out there on the Hot Pod this Monday coming up. Episode 35, 36, something like that. I don't know. It's entitled, I know what it is, The Dog Drank Bleach Water. I'm going to call him out on that show too, because I think he's going to actually going to be here. He was supposed to be the guy that rode with me yesterday, drove around with me, and more or less so I didn't have to worry about that. I could concentrate on wrestling and just being, you know, a confidant, if you will. As they say in our favorite song, buddy, thank you for being a friend. The problem is, you ditched me. And he's getting, this is what he's going to say. You worked 40 hours and I had my 40 by Thursday. That's not my problem, man. You agreed to come with me and drive with me, actually drive me. And it wasn't a lot, but hey, what are friends for? So, sorry there's no backstage antics. There was a lot of camaraderie. Oh, there was one thing that happened. Jackson and his wife had their wedding ring stolen. She put them down to oil up Akuma Okoye. Why, I don't know. You would think the African prince or whatever he is would have his own women. When he was getting oiled down, she put the wedding rings down because she was holding them because Jackson was wrestling and she was oiling him down. She forgot about them, walked away, came back for them, and they were gone. Now, I'm only hoping that they fell into a bag or fell into something somewhere and that no one took them. Because if someone did take them, that's just pretty fucking shitty, guys. Really shitty. And if I find out you took them, I'm going to come beat the shit out of you. Because that's what I do. But that's really the only negative that I found out of yesterday. Matter of fact, I got to pay all my tolls now. All right, guys. It was a great night yesterday. I had a lot of fun. I appreciate everyone that did come out and supported. I appreciate everyone that came out and cheered. You guys just keep up the support because I'll tell you what, it's not easy. It's not easy. But I enjoyed doing it for you guys and because it gives me a little something too. Thank you for listening to this podcast, this audio blog. I guess make sure you check out some of the other shows on the network here. You got the Hot Pod, you got Truly Schmitty, which is coming along rather well, and a lot of other things that are coming up here in the future on HPN247.com. Thank you for listening, guys, and till next time, whenever that is. These have been so far and few between. I hope I'm gonna try and update these a little bit more for you guys. Hopefully the website will get up so I can update it too. I got to update the website. I'm updating the studio, updating a lot of other things. I should probably update my passport. Wait a minute. I don't have a passport. I should probably get one. Yeah, but then I'll have to update that too. Oh, well. Well, everybody, till next time, this is Max Holiday. And thank you for listening to A Morning After. Catch you all down the road. Hey guys, thanks once again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to me ramble for 20 plus minutes about my life in and out of the professional wrestling ring. This is a little podcast that I do, a little blog, an audio blog for you, a gift that I like to give, things I'm giving back to you, the fans, to support me each and every week, each and every month, or maybe once a year. But I want to say thank you, and this is my thank you to you. So make sure that you return the favor, please, by liking the Hot Pod on Facebook, following them on Twitter at the Hot Pod, visiting their website and checking their affiliates out, because they're the ones that help me to bring this gift to you guys each and every time that I put it up. So thanks again, guys. And hey, go follow me on Twitter, too, @HolidaySpecial. But that's it for now. Till next time, I'll catch you guys down the road.